Ireland has withdrawn its bid to host the Grand Depart of the Tour de France for 2026 to 2027. The proposal would have seen the Tour de France take place on both sides of the border. However, today's Irish Independent is reporting that the Department of the Economy in Northern Ireland has told the government here that it's withdrawing from the bid due to funding pressures. Let's talk to Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Sport, Thomas Byrne, who joins us on the line. Minister, you're welcome to the programme. Thanks for taking time to talk to us. Well, first of all, can you confirm this story by the Irish Independent that the bid is now off the table?
Yeah, look, I mean, the bid was just about on the table in that there was a genuine interest between my minister, Catherine Martin, and Gordon Lyons at the time to do this from an economic, a touristic, a sporting perspective. But quite frankly, with the lack of an elected political government in Northern Ireland, the civil servants who are effectively running the show aren't really able to proceed with this. They simply don't have the funding. So it simply can't happen. So Le Grand Depart can't depart. It simply can't get off the ground. And it's a real pity, actually. We would love to have done it. It was at a very early stage. We would have had to do all of the cost benefit, etc. But now we can't even do that.
Was there any question of going it alone on this side of the border?
No, I mean, it was always envisaged as a cross-border initiative. And indeed, you know, in some of my engagements with counterparts in France in recent months, it was very much advertised as a cross-border initiative and something that we would do together as an all-island bid, bringing both sides together. And that makes obvious sense geographically. So this was the entire basis of it. And was the entire basis in which the preliminary discussions had happened with the relevant people in France.
And was there money spent by the government here to get it even to this stage?
Oh, very little. Very little. I don't know the exact figures, but very, very little. I mean, the very little cost. I mean, there would have been some work done by civil servants, of course, and indeed our embassy in Paris, the officials there would have been active on this and meeting various people, but that was really the extent of it. It couldn't happen. It couldn't really proceed to the next level without political direction, really, in Northern Ireland. That's the simple reality of it. Right.
And is that it? I mean, could an early restoration of power sharing at Stormont allow the bid to be revived?
It possibly could, but I suppose the position is now that we've had to tell the Tour de France and French authorities, etc., that we're not in a position to go ahead with it now. So it's something that we would like to do, and the engagement, I think, that we've had up to now with colleagues in France, with the Tour de France organisers, through the embassy and through the departments, I think will be useful if we do decide to do it. And I can tell you we're very, very willing to step up to the plate with counterparts in the north to do this, or at least to look at it, because, I mean, all of these projects have to go through a rigorous cost-benefit analysis in the department, and presumably in the department in Northern Ireland as well. So we would definitely like to get it at that stage. And I think that the work that we've done, I don't think is wasted, but it will depend on, I suppose, political leadership in the north deciding that this is something they would like to do, which I think would be a benefit to us all.
Well, now, one big sporting event that is coming here in due course is the Ryder Cup to Adair in County Limerick. And one of the aspects of that was the building of a new bypass at Adair to allow people to move smoothly in and out of the venue. But Transport Infrastructure Ireland are saying that this bypass is not going to be completed in time for the Ryder Cup.
Look, I mean, this is a very, very important event. I mean, I was in Limerick yesterday with Minister Niall Collins, who represents that area, and I have to say, even in other sports clubs, I think there's a huge sense of excitement building up about this and the benefits that it's going to bring to Adair, which is a beautiful village, touristic point of view, but also from a sporting point of view as well. We've been doing a lot of work on legacy and how we're actually going to expand golf out among the population.
Just in relation to the bypass, is the absence of the bypass going to mean that the organisers are going to struggle to manage the crowds and manage the flow of people?
Well, I mean, our understanding in the department is, and the Department of Tourism obviously doesn't build roads, but I mean, the government obviously approved this in November last year. It was clear at the time that it would be tight to get it done. But as I understand it, everybody, which is Limerick County Council, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, Department of Transport, they all want to make this happen. So I would like to see everybody going all out to try to make this happen. It's clearly very, very important, not just for the Ryder Cup. I mean, we shouldn't just be doing roads for particular events, but clearly Adair is somewhere that needs a bypass pretty urgently. I think anybody who travels that road knows that.
Right.
So we want to make sure that happens, and every effort from the Department of Sport and Tourism will be made to ensure the pressure is maintained to make sure that that does happen. Perfect. And the deadline is made.
Minister of State Thomas Byrne, thanks for talking to us on the programme. Back with more, including those Oscar nominations, after this short break.